It's time for animal stories.
Who raised you, you farm animal?
On the Maria and Chad Show.
Elon Musk released a rap song.
This is the guy from Tesla, the head guy from Tesla?
Yeah, who knew he could rap? But we're going to play a little bit of that song coming up here in just a second. But first, I want to tell you about this. When we watch movies, I don't think I'm out of line by saying you cry at movies. You're not afraid to admit that.
Oh, yeah. There are certain movies. Sometimes I don't even know it's coming. It's like the weirdest movie that'll make me just break down and cry.
Well, and a lot of us really don't blink an eye when a human gets hurt. But when a dog gets a sliver, you know, or cry for days because we have this such attachment to our dogs.
Right.
I have some news for you. There is now a website which lets you know every time something sad happens to an animal in a movie.
So you can avoid that if you're trying not to shed tears?
Or at least be prepared. The website is called doesthedogdie.com. And you type in the movie or the book or the TV show you're considering watching or reading, and it will give you a whole list of where the sad parts are. One problem, though, it also unintentionally finds the spoilers.
Sure. That makes sense.
Yeah. So doesthedogdie.com.
Mm-hmm. And if you're searching, it probably does.
Yeah. Elon Musk released a song. It's called R.I.P. Harambe. Now, Harambe is that gorilla that was killed after grabbing the kid that fell into the enclosure.
Cincinnati Zoo, I think, is where it was.
It's 2016. Yeah, I think so. But play it. Tell me what you think about this.
R.I.P. Harambe. Sipping on some bomb, and we on our way to hell.
This is Elon Musk?
Auto-tuned, apparently.
Apparently anybody can sound good with auto-tune. Literally, he's talking about a gorilla drinking, is it gin?
Bombay gin.
And then smoking weed?
Apparently.
That's what's going on with Elon Musk.
So we're not exactly sure why he did this, but it could be some kind of promotion for his record label.